640 acres of your own choosing. 640 acres of your own choosing. That's better.
Smooth. If it doesn't burn going down, how can you be sure it's bad for you? I'll be interested to see you, gentlemen, when you arrive in Texas and have your first taste of mezcal.
Is it true that men and women have bathed together out in the open?
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes, well, excuse us.
Invest now, gentlemen, or lament later.
I'm a screamer. I got the roughest racehorse, the prettiest sister, the surest rifle, and the ugliest dog in the district. My old man could lick anybody in Tennessee, and I could lick my old man. I could outgrin a panther and ride on a lightning bolt, tote a steamboat on my back, and whip my weight in wildcats. Whip my weight in wildcats. Whip my weight in wildcats. What is it?
He's here.
Who's here?
He's here.
I tell you, these old bones could sure use a respite. Of course, the good citizens of Tennessee may grant me that wish come next election. No. Excuse me one moment.
Yes,
of course. Sam Houston, you're making friends wherever you go. To Tennessee.
Oh, to hell with Tennessee. To Texas.
It's sad, isn't it? A year ago, we'd be looking at two men with their caps set for the White House. Now,
what you peddling, Sam?
Something a certain congressman might need before long.
Are you selling rocking chairs?
I'm selling Texas.
Now, what would I want with Norte, Mexico?
David, you remember what Tennessee was. You come to Texas. Timber, water, game, cattle. More land than you can possibly imagine. You take the oath for militia duty, you will receive 640 acres of your own choosing.
My own choosing. Sam, you figure this new republic's gonna need a president?
Begin tonight's performance, I should like to acknowledge the presence of the man whose life inspired our humble play. Good evening, Mr. Crockett.
Good evening, Mr. Crockett.
Call me an opportunist. Been taking the Alamo, changed everything. We're in control now.
Yes, sir. We swore allegiance to Mexico under the Federalist Constitution of 1824.
Santa Ana tore that document up personally. Did he not? Named himself Supreme Dictator.
That's right. I, for one, ain't swearing allegiance, no son of a bitch dictator.
Go, General. They are talking crazy.
Drunk back sober. It's a miracle of the first order.
Seguin, why'd they put me in charge of the army if they won't listen to me? We need to muster and train troops here, not send soldiers all over Texas. Idiots. They think Santa Ana's just going to hand over part of Mexico without a fight.
They're going to want you humble, General.
I humble myself before God, and there the list ends.
March an expedition between here and...
Matamoros is lunacy. We do not split an army into vagabond militias that march off on the slightest pretext like bloodthirsty rabble. Do you really believe this war is over?
You opposed Mayhaw, but victory was ours.
And now you oppose Matamoros, where victory will be as sweet.
Perhaps, sir, you simply oppose fighting.
Fighting shall lead the new country of Texas, sir.
The council will now consider the removal of General Houston from command of the regular army. All in favor, show of hands.
Great Sam Houston, former governor of Tennessee, and now former general of the Texian army.
Scottish catamite.
What did you say?
I called you a Scottish catamite, Grant. One step down from associate pederast.
All right, let's
remain cool. Come for me.
Any excuse to start removing your clothes, is that right, Houston?
This is not your concern, Mr. Boone.
Indeed, this is between me and the Scottish catamite.
You want to borrow mine, Grant? Because I'll surely give it to you.
Mark the coat as single-breasted with a 4-inch stand collar.
As you desired, Mr. Travis.
Lieutenant Colonel.
And the epaulets of gold bullion?
Should be quite a sight. Where would you like the uniform sent?
San Antonio de Bejar. I'll be there defending the Alamo.
Defend against what? The Mexican army left there with their tail between their legs.
Mr. William. She here. In your office, waiting. Your wife.
Mr. Bowie!
Dandy.
Well, the choices are abandonment, adultery, or cruel and barbarous treatment.
I think abandonment's most accurate.
Any of the choices will be appropriate. You sure you want to do this?
Well, we signed the papers.
I meant Charlie.
I don't intend this harshly, but he should have male example in his life. I've already made arrangements for him to stay with a fine family while I'm away.
Well, we have a long way to travel. Father's becoming a rich man, and he'll be able to see the education.
You're making a jackass out of yourself, Sam.
Sons of bitches. Texas wasted on the Texians. They'll come back. The Mexicans,
trained army. It's all this handful of amateurs. Only chance we have is to fight them out in the open. Forts, they're useless to us. What is it about the damn place, anyway?
What place?
The Alamo. Every time a south wind blows through, everybody runs there and hides. Ain't nothing but mud. Caved in church.
And Cannon protects my home, Sam.
You don't have no home. Any more than I have. It's a damn shame about your wife, Jim. I still your general.
You know you are.
I want you to return to the Alamo. Fetch the cannon back. Will you do that for me? Will you promise that you do that for me?
Now, you mind, Mr. and Mrs. Ayers. Don't go causing any fuss. When I return, we'll get a home of our own. I promise.
One crowded hour of glorious life is worth an age without a name.
Mr. James?
I have a home.
Sir?
Thank you.
the quartermaster secure billeting.
Yes, sir. Where are you going, sir?
I'd like to see what I'm fighting for.
Dismount!
Founded as a mission 100 years ago. The Bejarenos call it the Alamo, after Alamo de Paras, a Spanish cavalry unit moved in 30 years ago. As you can see, it is not designed with military intentions.
It's well armed.
Most cannon of any fort west of the Mississippi. I placed our largest, the 18-pounder, on the southwest corner so it fronts the town. The north wall is in ruins, so I have 2 batteries with 5 cannon to defend it. What was the original convento is now barracks and a makeshift infirmary. Major Jameson, our engineer, has been placing a palisade between the main gate and the church.
What was he before?
Nothing. An indefensible flank.
It still appears indefensible.
Good rifleman and a 12-pounder should hold it. The church itself wasn't built till 1756.
It has no roof. Was it destroyed in battle?
The Catholics never quite finished it. Saints Dominic and Francis. Francis had 2 gifts, prophecy and the ability to inspire passionate devotion. This fort is the only thing that stands between Santa Ana's army and our settlements. As goes the Alamo. So goes Texas. If the need arises, I recommend you take my personal quarters on the west wall. They're isolated, yet near the primary defenses.
I'm afraid I don't understand, sir.
I have personal matters to attend to in Mina. I'm leaving you in command. I know you fought this posting, Travis. Fording up's not exactly a cavalryman's dream.
I'll defend it with my life, sir.
Your biggest task will be keeping the volunteers and the regulars from killing one another out of boredom. Now, the Mexican army would have to cover 300 miles in the dead of winter to get here before I return.
Taking off half of my ear with this one good tooth. The two that I knocked out are now waking up realizing who knocked them out. I'm fine. I'm fine. Because I know I got my trusty loyal ward right next to me. So I turn over my shoulder and who do I find?
Tortilla lady or a 13-year-old hound dog.
Where were you?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Jim, but you were in the wrong.
Exactly. That's when they need them. Oh, God. I love this place.
I love it, too.
Colonel? You look terrible. Almost yellow, right around the cheeks, forehead.
You're a doctor now, along with everything else.
I've heard rumor that you plan to destroy the mission and remove the cannon.
Would you that?
Men tend to prattle on when they drink. Your men tend to drink. It would be a great mistake.
I agree. And any further discussion on this will be between myself and Colonel Neal.
Colonel Neal left Behar this morning on personal business. It's my command now.
Well, my. That is a swift rise, Billy. Might as well break out those long bridges.
Your men exhibit no discipline. If matters don't change, it will become my duty as colonel of this post.
Lieutenant Colonel.
Restrain your men, or I will.
Santiago. Los centinelas han escuchado caballería por el campo santo.
No se mueva.
Habla inglés, muchachos. We got him, David. It appears to me that we're all on the same side here.
What you doing out here?
My name's David Crockett.
Crockett of Tennessee, Davy Crockett.
He prefers David.
Now, there was this little detail of a re-election back home. It's all right. It's all right. Because you know what I told them folks?
What'd you tell them?
I said, you all can go to hell. I'm going to Texas.
Yeah. Welcome to Texas, David.
Thank you, sir.
Put your mark on it, Mr. Crockett.
Look out. Let me through here.
Absolutely.
I'm half alligator, half snapping turtle. I can slide off a rainbow and jump the Mississippi in a single leap. Tell them, David. Hey, you can whoop your weight in Wildcats. I seen you on stage.
Well, that wasn't me.
Why, sure it was.
No, sir, that's just an actor in a play. He's performing a character.
Oh, come on, Davy. Say the lines. Davy Crockett, the Lion of the West.
I dare Santana to show his face now you're here.
Well, I understood the fighting was over. Ain't it?
General, hemos capturado otro grupo de rebeldes. Procedemos al sorteo, Excelencia.
¿Para qué?
Para determinar quiénes serán ejecutados.
Fusílenlos a todos.
General, esa es la tradición.
Si seguimos la tradición, esta gente pensará que fue el destino quien se llevó a sus seres queridos.
¡Fuego!
Ahora, ellos saben que fue Antonio López de Santa Anna.
¡De frente, marche!
I told you I intended to restore order.
You've got no command over my volunteers, none.
I have absolute command.
Bring him out, boys.
Yeah. Because it's going to be a cold day in hell. Anybody takes orders from a debtor who leaves his pregnant wife in the middle of the night.
Well, how about a land swindler who marries a girl, God rest her soul, for her father's money?
Whoa, fellas. Hey, fellas. Now listen, just because we ain't got nobody to fight don't mean we need to fight one another.
Mr. Crockett has a point. We should do this democratically. A vote.
What about Colonel Crockett leading us?
No, I'm with you, fellas. Not above you.
All for the Lieutenant Colonel, raise your hand.
Come on, man. No repercussions. All in favor of me commanding.
And all for me?
You could command the militia only. Regulars can't be led by a volunteer. It's illegal.
You don't like the outcome, you change the rule? Is that it, Buck?
Don't fret about it, Jim. We all know who's in charge.
¿Por qué luchas por esta basura?
Mira, el enemigo de mi enemigo es partidario mío.
Bien, pero el general Santana solo quiere gobernar a México. Estos desgraciados quieren poseer todo el mundo.
You know, I don't know why we had to tent up outside of town when there's so many fine houses with big cornhusk beds just sitting empty.
Why are they empty?
Apparently, some of the folks hereabouts seem to think the Mexicans is coming back. Which the boys think they wouldn't be here till late spring if they come at all.
Figure they know something we don't?
Mijito, cierra la puerta y ven pa' acá.
Never be able to defend the town.
Orderly withdrawal into the Alamo.
Let's fall in!
Close up!
Go run! Run!
Orderly withdrawal! Don't run, you're fine.
Hay una escopeta escondida en la camioneta.
Thank you.
sorry to disturb you, but we got quite a mare's nest out here.
I have to get couriers out while there's still time. You and your men will defend the palisade.
Palisade? You talking about that little old bunch of sticks over there?
Prefer a different assignment?
No, that's the one I was going to put in for.
If you could oversee manning the walls, it would be a help. We should have 6 men to a cannon, 18 tubes, which works out to...
108 men.
And we should have a man with a musket every 4 feet of wall.
We're going to need more men.
Su alojamiento está dispuesto, Excelencia.
¿Acamparon las tropas de avanzada? ¿Las baterías emplazadas?
Sí, pero tal vez no sean necesarias. Parece que los tejanos desean parlamentar.
Manuel. ¿Cuántas veces vamos a cambiar entre nosotros esta vieja iglesia?
To Gonzales and to Colonel Fannin at Goliad. Godspeed.
Colonel, you should see this.
Vuestra Excelencia Antonio López de Santa Ana.
What is Colonel Bowie doing on the bridge?
Trying to talk us out of the spot we're in.
Fire the 18-pounder.
Sir?
You heard me. Fire the cannon.
Run the gun.
Lo siento, Santiago.
Lo siento, Manuel. I had nothing to do.
¡Dice la bandera!
You out of your mind? I'm trying to get some truce.
A truce? If we broker a cessation, we will do so from a position of strength, not weakness.
God!
We don't turn belly up and beg. Otherwise, we have said nothing, and this conflict means nothing.
Dying for nothing means shit to me.
Their response?
Shit!
David.
Surrender at discretion. Buck.
Perhaps, Colonel, they'll only execute the officers.
I think we all just got promoted. Looky here.
¡Mierda!
Within a few days, all of Texas will know our situation.
Tell me, Bud. In Alabama, precisely how many is a few?
Anda con ellos tu hermano.
Tal vez fue el mismo quien hizo la bandera.
¡Cuidado! ¡Activa el cristal de su alteza! Por cada cristal roto, un hueso roto.
Patres, y sobre los de ellos, los suyos. ¿Y está Houston con ellos?
No, excelencia.
Él vendrá. Así solo sea por salvar su reputación. ¿Y ese Jim Bowie, el de la navaja?
Dentro de la misión.
Ah.
Y alguien más de reconocimiento. El diputado Davy Crockett.
¿Crockett? ¿El cazador de osos?
Así es, Alteza.
¡Ah, excelente!
David, I'd just soon take my chances fighting out in the open.
Hell, I don't like being hemmed in any more than you do, but here we sit.
Avoid cluster at all times. Keep your eyes set for crossfire. I want you to pack plenty of grease rat balls, put them in your blocks. You may be firing fast, but not yet. I'm gonna load all your muskets and stack them, but don't powder them. 10 minutes in this will be nothing but sticks. Understand? Oh. No more of this by anybody. Go to it, boy.
Here we go, sir.
Come on.
Come on, go. That's right. Take it in.
It's burnt.
What's this?
That's it.
Smell like a skunk's ass.
Jim, what ails you exactly?
Consumption. Typhoid pneumonia, one or all. Exactly.
Dandy, all right. That knife fight you got in at that sandbar over in Natchez, is the one that got you written up? Is that all true?
You believe everything you read now?
I didn't read it. I heard it. And the way I heard it, he put a sword, cane, and 2 shots in you. Figure old Sam will be down here pretty soon. When he gets here, we'll have a good old time.
It was 3 shots. Sword came through my lung and went through my hand. And then I cut his heart out. Those ain't bears out there. Do you understand that? David.
Well, why in the hell you suppose they don't just attack us?
I've seen vaqueros spend all day long just killing one bull.
band. You're counting on having something to celebrate.
Nice of them to serenade us like this.
It's a cavalry march, but I'm told Santa Ana fancies it for other uses. He borrowed it from the Spaniards, Spaniards from the Moors. It's called Degüello.
Kind of pretty.
Degüello means slit throat.
Ain't that pretty?
Lieutenant, check the main gate for me. I need a head count to Tambor.
Yes, sir.
Notice how you can't really hear it. Until it stops.
Until they decide to attack, I suspect we'll be bombarded on a nightly basis. Deprive us of sleep.
I want you to start seeing ghosts everywhere.
Colonel, I became a little heated with you in front of your men. It was ill-advised and not terribly professional.
Don't worry about it. Most of my men didn't even understand the words you were using.
It's important that you and I agree. For me, though we are poorly supplied, surrender is not an option. I submit that we engage and delay until reinforcements arrive.
Sometimes, it's just the way you say things, Travis. That's all. That's what he got.
Bring it down! 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 Down!
notice anything different about them cannon? They moved them closer last night.
This would be the spots. As our well is drying, anytime you find yourselves not busy with other matters, I need you to be digging a new one here.
We're bad enough we got to fetch him the water. Now we got to find it for him, too.
David, you said you wanted to see him. There he is. The Napoleon of the West.
Which one? That's Santa Ana.
Yeah.
He's quite the peacock, isn't he?
Adelante en esas baterías!
Excelencia, con todo respeto y con debida precaución para su seguridad, se dice que el afamado Davy Crockett está en el Álamo.
¿Y tú le tienes miedo a Crockett?
Dicen que puede saltar ríos de allá hasta acá y que su rifle es exacto. Dicen que puede matar una mosca en la cola de un burro a 180 metros.
Wind kicked up.
Contesten a los piratas!
Batería! Saquen sus cañones!
No!
Cargan su cañón!
Take that ball to Captain Dickinson. We can reuse it.
You'll be picking that up yourself.
Cut it to shot and send it back to him.
Yes, sir. Fire the cannon.
From each cannon.
You heard the colonel?
Lieutenant Colonel. Colonel.
You heard the man. Let's give him a take.
Let's give him help!
our soldiers are held in the Alamo against a force of thousands. They put their hopes in Colonel Fannin, who, despite his pedigree, has proven himself ill-equipped to lead, much less march an army.
This is from Colonel Travis. I call on you, in the name of liberty, to come to our aid with all dispatch. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his own honor and that of his country. Victory or death.
Gentlemen. I will raise an army. We will relieve the Alamo. But only after we have declared independence and created a government that can be legally recognized by all the nations of the world. For that is what every besieged man in the Alamo is fighting for.
We have no idea if any of our couriers made it out. You know the land and the language.
You are asking me to leave my men.
I'm asking you to deliver a message to Houston and return with a response. I'm ordering it.
Don't give him too much water.
He's just like me.
Drinks too much, ain't worth a damn.
I'll bring him back to you, Santiago.
You bring yourself back.
Captain, go with God.
Pronto nos vemos, amigos.
Les doy mi palabra.
Makes a man part of the possibilities, don't it? What happened to your cap? Crawl away?
No, I only wear it when it's extra cold. The truth is, I only started wearing that thing because of that feller in that play they did about me. People expect things.
Ain't it so? Can I ask you something?
All right.
Now, which was tougher? Jumping to Mississippi or riding that lightning bolt? Can you catch a cannonball?
If it was just me, simple old David from Tennessee, I might drop over that wall some night and take my chances. But that Davy Crockett feller, they're all watching him. He's been on these walls every day of his life.
He's burning with fever.
I'll try to get him to drink something, not whiskey.
Sam, get me some sheets and cold blood.
I have issued orders for Colonel Fannin to retreat from Goliad. John Forbes is mustering more men throughout South Texas and bringing them to Gonzales. I expect 1,500 men to be there when I arrive. We will march out, circumventing Santa Ana's army, and relieve the Alamo from the west, withdrawing back to the Colorado and establishing on a line southeast from Beeson's Crossing to Brazoria.
You'll have command of the regular army. The militias will have their own command.
No. I will command all or none. You do your calling. I shall do mine. I will lead an army. You will birth a nation. Gentlemen, to Texas!
Measuring our strength.
Prepare yourselves!
Out there offer pretty good cover. I wouldn't mind stretching my legs.
What's your name, boy?
Thank you.
over there. What are they working at?
You to throw up your hands and holler, "Soy Negro, no disparo."
What's that?
Mexican law said there ain't no slaves, right?
Yeah.
And contractor know that's what you is. Now the Mexicans see your color, you tell them don't shoot, they pass you by.
Well, Mr. William, he gonna give me a gun and I'll be...
You clean up this shit. You take care of the horses, you wash them, you feed them. Damn if you ain't gonna die for them too.
Where is everybody?
30 men from here in Gonzales have already left for the Alamo.
Assemble the men that we have. We need more men. If they arrive every day, soon we will have enough. But for now, we wait.
If we can't run, we walk. If we can't walk, we crawl. We've got to go to the aid of those boys. It's only right.
General, I'm the man who left Travis there.
I do not enjoy waiting any more than the next man. But I will not sacrifice Texas. These 124 men cannot pierce an army of thousands. Colonel Fannin is en route from Goliad with 400 men. These troops need training. I suggest that you commence with it.
What should I tell Travis?
Nothing. You're staying here.
No, General. Sam, I gave my word.
That's an order.
Dig her deep, boys. Dig her deep. Good work, boys. It's always good to have a fallback position.
About the size of a grave, ain't it, Cap?
Dickinson, I'm reassigning you and Private Esparza to the battery at the rear of the church so you can be near your families. And I've arranged for a replacement for your midnight watch.
Thank you, sir.
Davy.
All your aiming fighting? Never get into a scrape like this?
I was never in but one real scrape in my life, fellas.
Yeah, but you was in the Red Stick War.
Yeah, that's true. I was in that. I sure was. I was just about your age when it broke out. The Creeks boxed up about 400 or 500 people at Fort Nims and massacred every one of them. Of course, this was big news around those parts, so I up and joined the volunteers. I did a little scouting, but mostly I just fetched in venison for the cook fire, things of that nature. Well, we caught up with those Redskins at Loosahatchee, surrounded the village, come in from all directions. Wasn't much of a fight, really. We just shot them down like dogs. Finally, what engines was left, they crowded into this little cabin. They wanted to surrender. But this squaw, she loosed an arrow and killed one of the fellas. And then we shot her. And then we set the cabin on fire. We could hear them screaming for their gods in there. We smelled them burning. We'd had nary to eat
but parched corn since October. And the next day, when we dug through the ashes, we found some potatoes from the cellar. They'd been cooked by that grease that run off them Indians. And we ate till we nearly burst. Since then, you pass the taters, I pass them right back.
He's been stabbed 3 times. Once through the lungs, shot 2 or 3 times. Cholera, malaria every 2 years. He is already dead. And this is the place he has been sent.
Crockett, well, I figure this is just about every able-bodied man in Gonzales, sir. Them soldados, they think they got it all sewed up. But you avoid the roads, there's this little sliver you can just ease on through.
And Colonel Fannin is behind you.
He ain't here. I talked to him 3 days ago in Goliad. That summit said he'd be here.
How many rode with you?
I brought you 32 good men, sir.
It ain't the prettiest bunch of Texians I ever seen.
Let's hear it for Gonzales, boys.
¿Será que Houston ha llegado?
No, Excelencia. Solo unos cuantos hombres a caballo.
Dejé un muy amplio corredor para que llegara. Es aquí, ¿no?
¡Ven acá! ¡Ven con nosotros! ¡Trae tu ejército!
Tu oportunidad para ser el gran héroe americano. Y aún así, no vino. ¿Qué más puedo hacer?
¿Y You miss out. Otorgamos salvoconducto a cualquier tejano que decida dejar el Álamo.
Elegirán su libertad.
Los que se queden atrás solo pensarán en escapar, en sus vidas. Y no lucharán como hombres resignados a morir.
You look better.
Thank you for tending to me. And now I want you to leave. Sam. You too.
You giving me my papers, Mr. James?
No. You're my property till I die. And when I get off my back, I'm gonna come fetch you. But now I want you both to go. Santa Ana ain't gonna make that offer twice.
No, she was my sister. You loved her. Her blood was yours. Your blood is mine. We're family.
I don't know what to tell them.
My time in Washington, fellas in Congress made a good deal of sport of me. I learned an awful lot from them. Learned how to dress to a certain degree. What fork to use in polite company, things like that. I was never afraid to stretch things a bit. But I never learned to lie.
These people in here have been through an awful lot. And I would allow that they've earned the right to hear the truth.
I have here pieces of paper. Letters from politicians and generals. But no indication of when or if help will arrive. Letters not worth the ink committed to them. I fear that no one is coming. Texas has been a second chance for me. I expect that might be true for many of you as well. It has been a chance not only for land and riches, but also to be a different man. I hope a better one. There have been many ideas brought forth in the past few months of what Texas is and what it should become. We are not all in agreement. But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Troubles you, Bob?
I spoke to the man earlier about our situation. You deserve to hear it as well.
I heard. Through the door, every word.
My words. How painful for you.
Good words. Good words.
We could try to get you out with an escort. If you're captured, perhaps, given your condition, mercy would be extended.
I don't deserve mercy. I do deserve a drink. You got anything stronger than water?
Nah, I don't drink, Jim, you know that. I gamble, go to whores, run off on wives. But drinking, I draw the line.
You know, you live another 5 years, you just might be a great man.
I think I will probably have to settle for what I am now. I'll see about fetching your bottle.
God, I despise that tune.
Just figured it out.
Figured out what?
What is missing? Amazing what a little harmony will do.
Well, isn't that something?
How beautiful this land, our home, is. Kiss all 6 children for me. kiss them again.
Scarcity of paper, together with other difficulties I have had to labor under, has prevented me from writing before this. And indeed, it is a matter of claim whether this letter will ever reach the United States.
Please remember me to my father. And tell him to think of nothing but of coming to this fair country when it is free.
I go the whole hog in the cause of Texas. I expect to help them gain their independence and to also form their civil government, for it is worth risking many lives for. From what I have seen and learned from others, there is not so fair a portion of the Earth's surface warmed by the sun.
We know what awaits us, and we are prepared to meet it.
My respects to all friends, confusion to all enemies. God bless you. Take care of my little boy.
General Cos, usted dirigirá la primera carga ahí, en la dañada pared norte. Coronel Duque, lo seguirá por el noreste. Romero, por el este. Morales, sur.
Nuestros cañones de 5 kilos llegan mañana. ¿Para qué sacrificar la vida de tantos soldados por tomar un muro que puede ser derruido?
General Castrillón, ¿qué es la vida de los soldados sino vida de gallinas?
¿Y si se rinden?
Son piratas. No soldados. Ni un solo prisionero.
General, hay reglas de gobierno.
¡Refírselo! ¡No! Usted, señor, no ha entendido nada de las dificultades que se entraña.
Es preservar la integridad del territorio nacional. ¿Acaso hicimos la independencia para permitir el despojo que pretenden esos bandidos? ¿Esto para qué? ¡Debe parar aquí! Porque de lo contrario, nuestros nietos y los nietos de ellos algún día sufrirán la desgracia de mendigar las migajas de los americanos. Sin sangre. Sin lágrimas. No hay gloria.
Thank you. Negro? No disparo. Soy negro, no disparo. Soy negro, no disparo.
About all this.
Thank you. Si desea rogar por su vida, este sería el momento adecuado para hacerlo. Explíquele.
Throw yourself on the mercy of His Excellency Antonio López de Santa Anna.
Are you Santana? I thought he'd be taller. You tell the general that I'm willing to discuss the terms of surrender. You tell him, if he'll tell his men to lay their weapons down and assemble peacefully, I promise to take you all to General Houston, and I'll try my best to save most of your lives. That said, sounds a mite prickly. So no promises. Tell him.
Tell him!
Excelencia, propone que nos rindamos.
¡Excelencia!
Le suplico que le perdone la vida.
I want to warn you all. I'm a screamer.
Corriendo para buscar ayuda. Debemos movernos rápidamente para aislarlo.
Béjar, aquí.
Coronel Morales, tome 1,000 soldados y barra el sur.
General Gaona, tomará 800 hombres
para barrer el norte.
Y luego lo alcanzaré con 700 hombres.
Excelencia, ¿es prudente que se separe de las otras fuerzas?
Es tiempo de terminar nuestra tarea.
How far east do we have to run before we're safe? You keep retreating, we have to too. Give me one good reason why we don't just dig in right here and fight.
Sir, the enemy are laughing you to scorn. You must fight them. You must retreat no farther. The country expects you to fight. The salvation of the country depends on your doing so. Signed, David G. Burnett, President.
Dejémoslo. Sigamos adelante. No manches.
The man's behind us. How far do we intend to follow this traitor? Away from battle.
It's time to fight, boys. Break camp.
We continue east. They massacred our brothers, and we're running.
They have to pay. If not now, you tell me when.
Break camp!
Sam, if we keep running, you will lose your army.
Twenty-odd years ago, Napoleon returns from exile in Elba, puts together an army and moves east, swiftly, before an alliance of nations can occur. Wellington, with fewer men, fewer armaments, stays one step ahead of the French, teasing them with his presence, knowing that a large army will have to splinter to keep up. He moves and waits. Moves and waits for Napoleon to make a mistake. To fall into a scenario that condemns him to defeat. Wellington chooses a setting for victory. Before it exists for him, before he lays eyes on it, it has an open battleground, a sloping plain, cover for encampment, and an opportunity to flank the enemy. The Mexican army is splintered. And though they do not know it, Santa Anna's troops subsist on gasps of air and sips of hope. I share Wellington's battleground vision, though I do not know the name of the place that I imagine. I, sir, do not consider myself Wellington. Santa Anna, however, does consider himself to be the Napoleon of the West. We shall move and wait until he makes a mistake and presents us with his own Waterloo.
Stay back, everybody! Stay back! Water! Water!
Steve captured a Mexican courier. His letters tell us that Santa Ana is nearby and separated from the rest of his army.
General. Tenemos informes del movimiento de tropas. Houston, está a menos de 2 leguas de acá. Salgamos inmediatamente a perseguir ese cobarde.
Señor,
él nos está retirando. Él viene hacia acá.
Thank you.
Do you have a name?
There is a bridge behind the Mexican line. Send Deef Smith and his men to burn it. Captain Seguin. You and your men shall guard the camp. There could be confusion out there. Men shooting any Mexican they see.
General, you ordered me to stay, and I stay. But this is our fight.
You shall join Sherman on the left flank.
Pónganse estas cartas en el sombrero para no ser confundidos.
Thank you.
Let's kill him and be done with it. I say we hang him from this very tree.
No. You'll settle for blood. I want Texas.